This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANL's radioactive liquid waste treatment facility needs proper regulation now. The New Mexico Environment Department is again trying to skirt proper regulation of the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, as required by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. At the direction of the department's secretary, the Groundwater Quality Bureau released a draft discharge permit called DP-1132 to address the sole issue of financial assurance requirements for cleanup of the facility and the environment. The hazardous waste laws provide strong avenues for financial assurance, including a letter of credit, insurance policies, and bonds and trust funds. The language in the draft discharge permit is weak. It requires LANL to ask only for annual cleanup funding for the nearly 60-year-old facility that has discharged millions of gallons of quote-unquote treated radioactive and hazardous liquid wastes into Morton Dad Canyon. It is anticipated a multi-year cleanup would be required. Contaminants have been found in the regional drinking water aquifer. For over a decade, CCNS has argued that the proper and more protective regulatory structures are the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act and its implementing regulations and the New Mexico hazardous waste laws and regulations. Since 1963, the facility has handled, managed, treated, and stored hazardous and radioactive liquid waste that is piped underground from the plutonium facility and other nuclear weapons-related facilities located across the LANL site. Once those liquid wastes reach the facility, they are transported through pipes from tank to tank for processing. The groundwater regulations do not cover these operations. The hazardous waste laws and regulations do and are extensive to ensure the tank systems are operated correctly. The radioactive and hazardous sludge is shipped to the waste isolation pilot plant for disposal. The treated liquid waste can be discharged at a rate of 40,000 gallons a day to a discharge pipe in Morton Dad Canyon or evaporated into the air. Because federal and state governments are exempt from financial assurance, the draft permit language asks LANL to request annually for congressional funding, which can be uncertain. Under the hazardous waste laws, however, the secretary can impose alternative requirements for financial assurance mechanisms, which would be used to invest in a cleanup that would protect the environment. If long-term monitoring were required, those financial mechanisms would be available to pay for those activities. Public comments are due to the Groundwater Quality Bureau by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, February 16th. CCNS will be posting sample public comments you could use next week. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.